This is Dr. Dave, and it's time to talk about the most powerful force in the universe, God's love, and how it will help you in the battle against depression. God's love changes who you are. How does God's love do its miraculous work? First, it changes the way you think. Second, it changes the way you feel. And third, it changes the way you live. When you change the way you think, feel, and live, you actually become a new person. You look at yourself and your world in a completely new way. This isn't just a makeover or a tidying up of your life. It's a totally new you that starts in your head and works its way down into your heart. Whoever you were in the past, you're not that person any longer. You're a new person with a new life. First, you experience God's love intellectually, and that changes the way you think. You need to change the way you think about many things. When you look at your limitations, you need to change the way you think. When you look at your failures, you need to change the way that you think. When you look at your past, you need to change the way you think. When you look at the present, you need to change the way you think. When you look at the future, you need to change the way you think. When you look at who you are and what you can do with your life, you need to change the way you think. When you look at your depressing and distorted thoughts, you need to change the way you think. When God's love rolls through your mind, powerful, positive new thoughts start to change your life. Your self-image immediately is transformed by the fact that you are made in the image of God. You don't need to prop up a weak self-image or create and project an image that will be loved by all. Instead, you need to live an image-oriented lifestyle based on the fact that you are made in the image of God. When God created the world, He pronounced His creation good, and that includes you. There were no exceptions. God doesn't make mistakes, and you are not a mistake. God thought enough of you to create you in His image, and that is an excellent image. Your self-image can't get any better than being created in the image of God. Your new thoughts also increase your self-esteem. God loves you and accepts you the way you are. God isn't holding back His love until you're perfect. He loves you now, and His love for you is eternal. If God loves you, then it's high time for you to start feeling good about yourself as well. If it's good enough for God, it should be good enough for you. Once you start thinking differently, the emotional healing begins and God's love changes the way that you feel. Your emotions are the direct result of the thoughts that you put in your mind. When you think new thoughts, you experience new emotions that are consistent with those thoughts. Your new thoughts become the musical score for a new emotional symphony that plays in your heart and mind. When God is the author of your new thoughts, the melody of God's love starts playing in your heart and mind, and good things happen in your life. Now, this is very important. God designed your mind so that it would function best when it's under the influence of His love. When your mind is full of thoughts consistent with His love, your mind is exactly the way God meant for it to be. God designed your heart so that it would experience healthy emotions when it's dominated by His love. When your heart is full of emotions that are consistent with His love, your heart is exactly the way God meant for it to be. Once you start thinking new thoughts and enjoying new positive emotions, another miracle happens. You start taking new actions. You even start doing things that you could never do before. New actions mean a new life, and that is exactly what happens. You also establish a relationship with the great physician who will use the power of love to transform your life. He will not give you a placebo or love potion number 9. He will give you the real thing. That is, He'll give you unconditional love that lasts forever. No matter what your problems are or how long they have been present, God's love will work on them until the job is done. God is in it with you for the long haul. How long will it take for you to get better? Well, that depends. How much time are you willing to invest in your new life? There is no specific timetable for improvement. You write your own schedule of healing based upon the amount of time that you spend focusing on God's love. 10 minutes of focusing on God's love is better than no minutes at all, but that doesn't give God much time to fix what ails you. Dabbling in God's love is doing things the long, hard way. If you want God's love to do its miraculous work, you must become totally immersed in it. You must practice God's presence every day, all day long. Only then will your heart and mind be continuously exposed to its healing power. If God's love hasn't changed the way you feel, chances are that you've only been dabbling in it. God's smorgasbord of love is always open, and you've gone on a diet. God is ready to immerse you in his ocean of love, and you only want to get your toes wet. God's love is available 24 hours a day, and you focus on it for only a few minutes. You've dammed up the most powerful force in the universe and allowed only a trickle of it to flow through your heart and mind. It's time to stop dabbling and start doing. It's time to open your heart and mind and let God's love roll through your life. It's time to become totally immersed in God's love so that it can straighten out your twisted thinking and heal your damaged and distorted emotions. It's time to let God give you a clean mind and a pure heart. It's time to allow God's love to make you into a whole person. God's master plan of love is elegantly simple. God will give you as much love as you are willing to pass on to other people. The love that you send to others comes multiplied back to you. The more love you send to others, the better your life becomes. In fact, there's no limit to how good your life can become when you send God's love to everyone. If you only have a small amount of love, that is, a small amount of God's power in your life, it's because you only sent out a small amount of love. If you want to have more love, you need to send more out. If you want to break the back of depression, you need real power. God's love is the most powerful force in the universe, and when it starts flowing through your life, the healing begins. Depressed people focus on themselves and their feelings, and this greatly restricts the flow of God's love through their heart and mind. Their inward focus blocks the flow. When you shift your focus to other people and let God's love flow through you to them, the power of God's love kicks in. God's love is meant to flow rather than to be dammed up, and the more of it that flows through your life, the quicker you are healed. God's love flows through an unseen pipeline. The flow goes from God to you and then from you to other people. You control the flow by how much love you send out to others. God's love works best when you pass it around. It's after you pass it on that its power really kicks in. The more love you pass on, the more that comes your way. The less you send to others, the less that flows to you. People don't realize that when they send only a trickle of love to others, only a trickle comes back to them from God. What goes around comes around. The love you send to others didn't originate in your heart. God put it there, and when you send it to others, God gives you more than enough to take its place. When God sends his love your way, it doesn't come as a trickle. It comes as a tidal wave. He fills your cup until it overflows. He keeps filling it until you have a clean mind and a pure heart, and then he fills it some more. The more you give, the more you get. The more you give, the faster it comes, and the quicker your emotional problems are healed. The more you give, the sooner you become a whole person. God's love is the definitive cure for depression. It's impossible to be depressed when God's love controls your heart and mind. The reason is simple. Twisted thoughts and distorted emotions wither in the presence of God's love. They literally cannot survive when your heart and mind are dominated by God's love. God designed your mind so that your thoughts create your emotions, and that's why cognitive therapy is so effective. When you straighten out your twisted thinking, your distorted emotions naturally disappear. You can thank God for cognitive therapy and the fact that physicians now have a tool that can alleviate depression. Unfortunately, most physicians are only experts in showing you how to eliminate twisted thinking, but most don't know how to take you to the next level. They don't feel comfortable in telling you that what you really need is to become a new person with an entirely new way of thinking, feeling, and living. And what you need most of all is to connect with the most powerful force in the universe, God's love. Nothing is more powerful than God's love. When all else fails, when the hand of flesh falls limp, God's love remains unfettered and unstoppable. When his love comes in the front door, misery, despair, and depression head for the emergency exits. God's love has enough power to heal your heart and transform your mind. Nothing can do what God's love can, and nothing can do it as well. Furthermore, the positive effects last for eternity. You have a new mind and healed emotions, and the cure lasts forever. God's love isn't a pipe dream that promises one thing and delivers another. The final test of all forms of treatment is whether it works, and it must work on the hard cases just as well as it does on the easy ones. When all therapies have failed and fallen by the wayside, God's love endures. It never gives up and never surrenders to despair. Nothing is too hard for God. He created the human heart and mind, and he knows everything that can go wrong. He doesn't need to do research or ask someone for advice. You don't have to wait for someone to discover the cure. God already has the cure for what ails you. He is the powerhouse of unconditional love, and he has an endless supply that will restore health to your heart and mind. Real Power is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you need to do is max out on his love. If you want to learn more about how to max out on God's love, read my book, Real Power Maxing Out on God's Love. You can also visit my website, godlovesyou.com, if you want to read free excerpts from this powerful book. Remember, if you want to have a mind free from depression, nobody can stop you.